Hello, welcome to 5 minutes of Pastor T. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be coming here once again this morning, and today I'm sharing with you acknowledging every good thing. There's a second part. Yesterday we started talking about acknowledging every good thing, and we ended with Philemon 1 verse 6. It says that the grace of the communication of thy faith, you know, Paul's praying for this man, and he says, I pray that the communication of thy faith, or the sharing of your faith, may become effectual. Your faith to become result-producing and to become result-oriented. I believe you want your faith to produce results. So he's showing you exactly how to make your faith produce results, how to get results with the word of God that you have received. Because he says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual or effective. How? By the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. And yesterday I was talking about the word acknowledging, which is epignosis, which means precise, full knowledge. It means a knowledge where the knower and the known are united and hence can produce effective results. And I remember using a mobile phone as an example. You see, if you have an iPhone 6 and you know all the things that it is used for, then you can produce very good results with it. You see, you can control your television with it. I've seen people do wonderful things with their phones, you know, and other people can't do those wonderful things with their phones. The difference between them is knowledge. One knows it better, the other doesn't know it much. The difference between Christians is knowledge. In the Old Testament, it is written that for the lack of knowledge, my people perish. Because they don't know, they are cut off from my blessings. So I pray that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. So he's showing you that there are some good things which are in you in Christ Jesus. Now, the million-dollar question is, what are these good things which are in me in Christ Jesus? You see, when you came into Christ, there are a lot of beautiful things that came into you. A lot of beautiful things. And I want to show you some for today. Tomorrow we'll continue. But I want to show you some today. Go to Galatians chapter 5. And I'm reading from verse 22. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is love. You see, now, which spirit is he talking about? Is he talking about the Holy Spirit? Emphatically not. He's talking about the recreated human spirit. He's talking about you in Christ. You see, now, when you go to Galatians chapter 5, I'm reading from verse 16 now. It says, this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. And it says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that ye would. You see, it says, for the flesh lusteth against the Spirit. Now, the word Spirit there starts with a capital letter, meaning it's the Spirit of God is the one they are talking about here. But the Holy Spirit does not fight against the flesh. He does not have any quarrel. The Holy Spirit is bigger. He's far, far bigger than the human flesh. He doesn't struggle with the human flesh. This scripture is actually making reference to the human spirit. The human spirit, or your recreated human spirit, that lusts or that fights with your flesh for the supremacy. So he says, for the flesh lusts against the Spirit. That is the recreated human spirit. And the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary the one to the other, so that you cannot do the things that you would. Now when you go to verse 22, you see that by the fruit of the Spirit is love. You see, the fruit of the recreated human spirit is love. It's not the Holy Spirit. You see, because the Holy Spirit is the vine. Jesus said that I'm the vine. And we know that Jesus is the same as the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus said that I'll send you another comforter, another Allos Paracletos, another of the same kind, one who looks like me. You see, so the Holy Spirit is the vine, and we are the branches. We are the fruit-bearing part of the vine. You see, the branch is the one that bears the fruits. The fruits do not come on the vine. It's normally on the branches. 90% of the time is on the branches. You see, so we are the fruit-bearing part of the vine. It says that by the fruit of the Spirit, the fruit of the recreated human spirit is love. These are some of the good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Love, joy. So you have love in you. Isn't that amazing? I'm so glad I know that I have love in me. So he says, acknowledge all these beautiful things. Come to a full knowledge of them. Explore what love means. Then he says, joy. So you have joy inside you. You have joy in your spirit. These are good things that are in you in Christ Jesus. Then he says, peace. You have peace. Then he says, long-suffering. You have long-suffering. It means suffering. Long-suffering means suffering long. It means being patient, you know, being patient with everybody. These are good things that are in you. These are wonderful qualities. Then it says, gentleness. I'm gentle. You see, you are gentle. You are a gentleman. You are a gentlewoman. You see, it says goodness. Faith. Faith is part of it. Goodness is part of it. It means that you have the ability in you to be good. You may think that you're not good, but the Bible says that you have all these beautiful things in you in Christ Jesus. Meekness. Meekness. Moses was described as the meekest man on earth. Temperance. Then it says, against such there is no law. Against such there is no law. These are the beautiful things that are in you in Christ Jesus. He says, acknowledge them. take advantage of them, brood on them, have a consciousness of these things, and see your life transform and transfigure from one level of glory to the other. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, keep reading on these things. God bless you. Bye-bye.